Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Hello, hello, hello. It's Private Talk Podcast, and we are back, season three, and Private Talk After Dark. Today, we have lovely Jada Stevens on the couch. Hello, and welcome for round two for the After Dark specials. How are you, ma'am?
I'm great. Even better now.
Nice to see you. You're always one of my favorite people to talk to, and it's been a long time since we've caught up, and you know, you felt like you were too high in our last episode, so I had to give you a round two so we can get even more high.
Yeah, but I needed a redo.
But I think Vegas was crazy. Vegas is always crazy. It was Avian. It was a lot of stuff going on. But I feel like, you know, this is what the fans like to know, the private, intimate things of what you're up to and all those things. So I'm excited to have you here for season three. So tell us what you've been up to.
I've been up to a lot. I mean, OnlyFans keeps me busy for sure. But I started a production company through the pandemic and got a distribution deal through Jules Jordan.
So congratulations. That's worth an applause.
Yeah, I've looked up to him for a long time, so I couldn't think of anybody better.
That's really awesome. So did you go and approach him for a deal?
Yes.
Awesome. Good place to start. And he was like, fuck yeah. Big booty. Let's do it.
Let's do it. If you're serious, let's do it.
Let's do it. That's really awesome. I'm proud of you. It's cool to see you from the beginning and, you know, come into this woman that you are today and being a businesswoman and a boss and taking over the business.
Yeah, it's definitely been fun to, like, do different stuff. Like, directing is definitely more work. I have to say that.
It's a different kind. You know, we were doing work on our back for a long time. And so now you got to switch the intimate thoughts of what you were thinking of doing on the, you know, your back to being, you know, behind
and we
the
have
camera.
The vision. Like, we are in it. We have the vision. So it's cool
creative.
To see it. And we need more women directors too.
That's awesome. So tell us about being a director. Is that, you know, something, like you said, did you think about that you ever wanted to do this before? Did you think it was just the next step for your career?
I honestly never really thought about it before, but I did. I always said that I was going to do it just to do it. I was like, I want to do it too. But I finally made it happen. I feel like it was just next in the career way out.
Awesome. So tell us about your first movie directing. How did that go for you?
It was fun. Like, obviously, like, I learned what a budget was and, like, you know, because I was like, I want her and her and her and I want to do this and this
and
that.
And you're like, oh, wait, this shit's expensive. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have to wait till next movie, baby.
Right. So just, like, learning that. But also, too, like, everything's changed since, you know, like, me and you have been performing. Like, there's so many more performers. Like, it's just different now, you know?
So how did you, like, kind of differentiate since, you know, to see what these new performers were about? Did you try them out first?
I did not try them out. I paid for them, but I did my research. Like, I looked at their scenes. Like, I watched. Like, I.
So who's like the new booty in the world right now in the porno world?
I mean, like, impressive Emily Willis. I think that she's dope. Booty wise, I can't really answer that question right now. But
we'll get back to it. Okay. But no, as far as performer, I mean, I've heard that name. I haven't shot myself in a really long time, so I don't know anybody new. The only time I would really see performers was at the, you know, Exoticas and stuff like that, and those haven't happened other than this last year. They just came back. So, yeah, who's what guy-wise?
And new guy-wise.
Is there any new dick going around?
I'm so bad with names. I hate this. Like,
I love this. I'm like, bitch, why are you asking me this right now? You're like, I don't want to talk about these motherfucking dicks.
No dicks that stand out, you know?
But, I do. I mean, I just have
Francisco. Francisco, I can't think of your last name, but
he's like, new.
Yeah, it looks fire.
Because, like, for me, and not always that I'm saying, like, I was asking for what they all look like, but I'm just saying, as far as performer wise, like, the guys I feel like stay in for a longer time where there's less new guys than there are newer girls.
Yeah, like, honestly, I think there's less guys now, like, in my opinion, and, like, even the older guys, like, there, a lot of people aren't in the industry anymore.
They had to hang their dicks up, and
yeah, I guess so, because I was like, it's slim. It's slim.
I'm not talking about size, guys. Right. We're not talking about size. Okay, so new dick. All right, mm-hmm. I like it. I like that. Yeah. So are you do stuff on your OnlyFans as well? Like, is that for your production company? How does that, are you only doing that for Jules?
I have two different things, one for my production, and obviously I have a personal OnlyFans, which that keeps me busy. So I had, you know, learning to balance, but
yeah. It's a job. People forget that, you know what I mean? Like,
it becomes a thing, right?
On our level of, you know, what we're doing and, you know, the amount of things that are being produced, it's, mm-hmm. you know, it's cool to have, you know, your platform to do exactly what, you know, you're doing as right. an entertainment company, but, you know what I mean? But on your own level. So it's like, you can do it once or twice, but then mm-hmm. it's like, you're not as lucrative. So it's like, you got to find that well balance of like making it, it's a job.
Yeah. And I think like too, like we just had higher standards or expectations back in the day, like doing porn. Like, I know what I want. And now it's just like, you know, I don't know.
Girl, like, what do you mean? You're making me feel like, I mean, I'm not in going to go do scenes, but I mean, I feel like it was just different to levels of like when we got into certain things. I think things change right. at all. Because if you look prior to before we were in the business, like mm-hmm. the 10 years or whatever mark from those people, mm-hmm. I thought probably the same way as that you were saying is like, cause right, I'm like, you know right. what I mean? Like one of those things. But for me is I just don't hear any new dudes. Like,
no, really isn't. Not that stand out. Like I said, there's a lot of girls. There's
and I wonder if that's talent. Because of the OnlyFans aspect of everyone's their own producer too, where it's
content creators.
Yeah. yes. Content creators. We all that. But you know what I mean? So I feel like, do they feel like I don't care because I'm making enough money that they don't need to go on sets mm-hmm. because, you know.
Why do it if you don't have to? Like, honestly, they get to skip the whole process. You don't even have to do porno. Like, you can just go.
What assholes?
You know, like, if I would have not, I wouldn't take anything back. I love every bit of the way. But I'm just saying, like, if you didn't have to, you could, like.
The technology now would be, you know, available for us at the same time. But the world changes, though, too.
Absolutely.
And, you know what I mean? And I feel like.
I honestly think it's better for us because we have a solid brand. Like, you know.
Well, I feel for us as well, it's like we're smack in the middle because mm-hmm. we had the kind of the latter years of things kind of dying off from like the DVDs mm-hmm. and all those types of things. And now we're in the middle of doing like it's all like new age. It's not just websites anymore, like reality porn. Now it's OnlyFans. It's Fan Centro. There's all these right. other things where you can content create your own stuff mm-hmm. where it's like there's not really as many stars either anymore that stand out because it's just all content creators.
Yeah, I think that's like what I was trying to say earlier is like it's just the star factor. It's not really there anymore. Everybody is just doing, you know, everybody's doing it. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just crazy because you used to have like literal, you know, porn
hierarchy.
Stars. Yeah, like it was there was like standards. Like it was like exclusive, I guess is what I'm trying to say. You know, like it was. You know, now it's just like
my last guest. She said the whorearchy, the whorearchy. There was a whorearchy there, and I was like, oh, I never thought about that. But I get, you know, there's levels to stardom and like and respect and mm-hmm. like and things like that. And not that you should never always be respected, but you know, in the trenches of what
right.
the world is right now, mm-hmm. you know, you kind of had to deal with a little bit more. But you know, it makes us tougher, and you know, as a smarter businesswoman and absolutely. Doing bigger and better things all the time. Yes. Is there anything other, like, I know you're doing merchandise stuff. You have your weed things going on. What
can we find? Yeah, I actually have my hand in everything. Like, I have my own weed strain. Like, I have merchandise. I've had that for a while now. But doing more, my raw rolling tray, you know, the stoner way. The streetwear, stoner way. Like, but, yeah, I have
where can we get all those things, your merch stores?
ShopJada420.com, raw.com. And you can check out like my production and everything on JulesJordan.com or JadaStevensProductions.com.
So how did you getting your own strand of weed come about? Was it something that someone approached you? Did you pick your own kind of flavor? What happened with that?
Actually, I'll tell you how it happened. Like, so through the pandemic, I was like, I'm bored. So I went downtown and I got like bags and I got a printer and I got like, I literally got a graphic designer to do the little bag thing. I made
You're
my own bags.
Shop. Okay.
I went and I bought like from my favorite people, like I went and spent money and I got bought their weed and I put it in the bags and I just sold it like all through the pandemic.
Okay, businesswoman.
Until I got somebody to reach out to me and was like, hey, do you really want to do a strain? So it's in the, actually in the works right now, but yeah.
That's awesome. Congrats. That's, yeah. I like the, you know, the female entrepreneurship and things that you actually love and indulge, myself mm-hmm. included. I, you know, done several of those yeah. things as well.
And it was just for fun at first. So it was kind of cool. I was like, damn.
Hobby becomes into something profitable. Right. It makes it greater. So what kind of strand are you smoking on these days? Is it something that's your favorite?
I love indica. I'm definitely, I like lower chill shit, you know? So I'm smoking Master P, Syndicate OG.
Okay, big dog.
What do you smoke?
What do I smoke? You know, I've been into a lot of, like, I go all over. I don't just smoke indica all the time. I smoke it at nighttime. Mm-hmm. I need a hybrid during the day to, like, because, not yeah. that I don't, because weed is different. People are like, oh, I can't do anything. I do stuff on weed. But it's just, like, too. The levels of, like, what I'm going to do as far as, like, me being creative. Mm-hmm. I was like, so I like to be hybrid during the day. And then, you know, indica's at night all the time. But,
yeah.
It's a time and place. It's like, you know, the dessert of weed. You kind of like sample it out with the certain times that you need things. And it just happens. And it makes things all that great.
Yes, weed is great.
What would you say the best advice you've ever gotten? I asked you this question before. Has it changed? Have you gotten any better advice?
Actually, I guess just like the best advice, save and invest your money. I don't know. What did I say last time? Did I say anything?
I don't know. We were high, so I don't remember all of it. But
I know.
But you said you wanted to redo, so these were the real questions that I want to know about you.
Yeah. And definitely save and invest your money. I think that that's, like, been very key for me the last 2 years, and I should have listened a long time ago, but better now than never.
So you say who you should have listened to. Listen to who gave you this direction of doing
just,
saving
I guess
money.
Like, close
and
friends and, like, just people, I guess, mentor-ish. Type to me anyways, friends, but mentors, you know.
So what kind of investments have you made within the last 2 years?
I have invested in Bitcoin. I have invested in cryptocurrencies. I still would like to do NFTs, mm-hmm. but I bought a property.
Awesome.
Yeah. So
very cool.
It's like
all over the board. We can, you know, make it make sense. And that's what the thing is, like all these new endeavors coming. It's kind of like what we do too. I feel like taking a gamble on crypto. Mm-hmm. People didn't know what that was before. And it's like, you know, it's not going away, you know, just like with NFTs, it's not going away and it's here mm-hmm. to stay. And it's really cool to see the evolution of those things too. And right. being pioneers of, like, you know, investing in that early on and kind of evolving.
Absolutely. It's a good time to be alive. Like, technology is crazy. It gives us like the means to like be financially free. And like, that's dope. You know what I mean? Like, work for yourself.
What kind of luxury item do you splurge on for yourself, that you treat yourself, that not all the time, but you indulge a little bit more?
Shoes.
What kind of shoes?
Shoe whore.
Heels,
any type of shoes. Sneakers, heels. Like, I love sneakers. I have a lot of shoes just in general. I love boots. I love thigh highs.
What would you say would be your most expensive pair of shoes then?
I would say some Louboutins. Definitely not the most comfortable shoe, but I definitely paid a lot for it. Just for the look.
Can we get a dollar amount?
$6,000.
Mm, and they still hurt your feet.
Yeah, and it makes me sick to look at them, but I just can't go. I'm like,
so you don't even wear them?
I got them to wear on red carpet for ABN, and that's
Those are special moments, you know what I mean?
That was like my Cinderella shoe.
Cinderella, I like it. What would you say that makes you smile? I feel like you've gotten in very, in, you know, Zen. I don't know before if you already like that, but you've come mm-hmm. more into being, you know, spirituality and, like, you know, your energies and being right. Is there, you know, any kind of things that stand out that make you smile?
I don't know. I think I smile a lot. I think a lot of things make me smile. I like animals. I like the ocean. I like, you know, I like traveling. That makes me smile. You know, I like seeing people be kind to people, helping people, like, especially through, you know, what we've been through the last 2 years. I like to see that. I think people being kind, you know.
So you say travel. What is one place that you've, is on your bucket list that you would like to go to?
Bucket list. I want to go to Africa.
To Africa. Mm-hmm. Anywhere in particular?
I guess, like, I can't really pronounce it. Seychelles. It's an island. It's a small little island off the coast. But yeah,
I'm like, I love how you're searching to me to know. I'm like, I can't. Well, I was can hoping you'd help me pronounce it here. I'm like, I don't know.
Sounded real white over here.
Like, I don't know, and I wish I could help you, but I don't.
But yeah, that's where I want to go. I went to the Maldives last year, and I thought that was dope. Like, I took a chance mid-pandemic when they opened it back up. I was like, fuck it, I'm going.
How far of a trip is that? That's pretty.
It was a whole day. Yeah. Like, it was like almost 24
hours.
That's
on my bucket list too, but I'm like, I know it's like really far. Like, it's far. So you got to really like, A, pick someone you really like to travel with.
Exactly.
And, you know, really take that in consideration for travel days. Because it's like, if you're going that far, like, you got to like invest the time being there.
Yeah, and I had it all mapped out because it is far and you definitely want to get the most out of your trip, but it's so worth it. It was definitely my favorite place there, Bora Bora.
So you're like a planner. You're like, you mapped it all out. You had every day. You're like, itinerary, honey. Yeah. We are going at 9 a.m. We're doing yoga. And then at 10 o'clock, I'll smoke a joint. And then at 11, I'll take a shower. Maybe fuck you inside there too, but I'm not sure.
I have it all mapped out. We could do whatever you want to do after we do what I do.
So what time frame is it? They have a slot from 7 to 8 just for these things to go.
I'll be like, I'll let you sleep in, but we're definitely going to be doing shit, eating good food.
Good food's always a plus.
Like, we might not ever get to go back to some of
the
places.
But that's a good travel companion myself. Because me, I'm like, I love to do those things, mm-hmm. but I'm not the best at planning them. So they all could happen, like you said, like, because some of those things you got to really like, call ahead and make mm-hmm. reservations, because when you get there, they're like, oh, booked up for 3 months. And you're like, well, fuck, I wish I would have known. But I have, you know, my best friend, I travel with all the time. She mm-hmm. does all that stuff. So I'm like, love you. Here, I'm so grateful for you. Tell me what I got to pay you. I'll be there. Because like, she's like that. But right. I'm more like fly by the seat of my pants kind of person. I'm right. like, I'll go anywhere you want to go. I'll try it. But
have we traveled together? I'm trying to think.
I don't think so.
I would say, like, remember Arizona, but that really wasn't a travel together thing. Remember? We went to the,
the baseball thing.
The spring training.
Yeah, that was kind of travel, but not really. Because, like, for me, travel is, like, start to finish. Like, we got to, like, travel from, we left where we were going, and we got to come back together on the same plane and, like, the whole thing. Yeah, but we were like out travel. Of the, you know, element of things, but. Yeah, vacation travel is very different because, mm-hmm. like, then I was directing a movie in Arizona and I had to be on a schedule. Otherwise, I wouldn't have, like, done shit. But
it was still a work trip.
That was a fun trip, though. Yeah. That was the last thing I directed was those house party movies of mine. Right. They were very entertaining and fun. The footage, the BTS, I feel, is the best part.
The entertainment.
If you could get to those parts, you're really winning. I'm telling you, After Dark, you're really, really, really winning. So what is your biggest pet peeve?
I guess like saying you're going to do something.
And not doing it.
And yeah, it really, because I guess like I always do what I say and I'm always that person.
What about biggest pet peeve sexually? Is there something that like a guy could do that you're just like, or a girl?
I guess just like hygiene, but that's not really a pet peeve. It's just a must, you know?
Have you ever been with a guy that's had to, like, do something weird to come?
Yeah.
Do tell us here at Private Talk After Dark.
I try to block those times out, you know, but.
And I'm not talking about porn. I'm talking about, like, you know, because I know there's some interesting fellas.
There's some definitely interesting ones.
Yeah.
Lots.
Yeah, like some turn into monsters, some make weird noises.
Some people, like, their balls poked.
If they were poking, they were coming for you.
I was like, does that hurt?
Yes, it hurts all the time. So what did somebody do that was, like, that you blocked out that we're bringing back here at Private Talk After Dark?
I mean, it's not really, like, I guess, like, a certain thing, but, you know, like, when the legs go up behind the head, like, that image is there forever, and I can never unsee it. You know what I mean?
Did you ever look at them like, I'm not doing that?
I did it. Like,
you're supposed to stand your ground and not do it.
Like, but it's just because the fact, like, yeah, I did that shit, bitch.
Like, I had, what's funny is I had Rory and Mal on the show, and we were talking about guys sitting on girls' faces, and he was, and Rory said he sat on a girl's face.
He was like,
my legs are back. He was like a JanSport. He's like Lamborghini doors. And I was dying laughing.
Lamborghini doors. Oh my God. That's it. That's what it's called.
The Lamborghini doors. And he was like, yeah, I'd be doing all of that. I was like, it was hilarious.
Sat on a bitch's face.
I've never had
somebody sit on my face except for a bitch. No, nobody's ever sat on my face before. That's crazy. Maybe I haven't done everything.
I love the glimmer of hope in your eye. You're just like, ding, 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 ding.
I'm trying to visualize it. I'm a visual person.
Mal sat on a face. You know, Mal may want to sit on your face. I don't know. I'm just saying. But yeah, so that happened. Mm-hmm. Rory called Mal a JanSport.
That's great.
Lamborghini doors happened. It was a great episode. It was probably, I think, one of our most views in a while. But it was, you should watch it if you haven't watched it. Really rewatch it because it's really great private talk. But so nobody sat on your face. So what would you do if somebody like straddled your face? Would you like all for it? Would you say sit down?
I'm pretty open, so I would never be like, no, I would try it, especially if I haven't done it before. I believe in trying everything once, mostly everything.
Because the whole storyline started was because I had a girlfriend saying that this guy, he came and picked her up to like hook up with her, and he sat froggy style on her face in the backseat of a car. And I was like,
dick's in the mouth. I'm trying to understand this. It's just on your face or it's in your throat or
he's
what?
He's like squatting over her face and like sitting so she can eat his ass.
Oh, no.
This is what you're signing up for, Jada. You said I try everything once. It was
wow. Well, I mean, like, I've definitely licked ass. So it's like I'm not going to be like opposed. I just think the style of it's got to be manly. Like it's got
to
be
How
manly.
Is it manly for you to lick ass? The Lamborghini doors?
Lamborghini doors are not. It's not. There's a way. Like let me get down on my knees and, you know, that shit up. I can show you how it's manly.
Can you show us here a private talk? How do you, if you had a dick and if you were sitting on a girl's face, how would you manly enough put yourself in that situation?
That I don't know. It's that sitting on somebody's face is not manly. That's not manly. It's feminine. There's nothing wrong with getting your ass ate. It's how it's done.
What if you just held up one leg?
Okay. That's all right. But it's
but you can't really get in there. So, you know, he wants it at all angles.
Legs fully back.
That's Lamborghini doors,
It's just a visual. I can never unforget.
Okay, well, when you let us know the manly way,
I'll let you know.
To sit on, you said something, but you didn't fully do it. You said standing up and pulling your.
No,
balls.
I was thinking of like what I would do. Like I said, how I can show you it's manly to get your ass ate. You said how to show me how you could do it with that. I said I would get on my knees, pull it to the side, you know,
in this dude.
Yeah, like you're not gonna be like spread open.
I thought you were gonna demonstrate how, as a man, he would do it in a manly way and give him some tips. You know, Private Talk wants to know.
I mean, shit, I can't give you any tips on that, but I can show you how to do it.
Your sexy voice came out. I heard it. Are you happy with your career path as it is now?
Absolutely. I think at times, like, I struggle because I've always been a performer. I think it's easy to get caught up in being in the comfort zone and doing stuff that's easy, just because it's easy. But I'm definitely happy where it's at, and I'm happy where it's going, like, it's allowed me to do whatever I want. So yeah, of course I love it. All the hardships were worth it.
Biggest strength and your biggest weakness?
Weakness. I guess like good dick, that's a weakness. Having a good heart, that's a weakness.
So good dick makes you do bad things? Or
yeah, it's definitely a weakness, I would say. Like, because it's like anybody, you can have sex, but to find good sex, like.
Are you get weak in the knees?
Yeah, I can do that. You know, get a little toxic sometimes, but.
Hey, everybody's toxic. You gotta be aware.
I guess just, I don't know, being optimistic. I'm pretty, you know, I'm always like pushing forward and being positive, even when shit is fucked up, you know, so.
Positive outlook. Like,
yeah, I'm strong.
What do you want to be remembered?
I would want to be remembered as a good person. Like, even though we do all these things, right, and to people we perceive to be a certain way, I just want to be, like, ultimately, like, a good person. like to give back and to uplift and make the world a better place.
I like that for you. Rules in life that you abide by. Do you have like top things that you do all the time?
I don't know.
I guess just like, to Jada?
There's not really a code. It's just like you do right by people, you know, like obviously that doesn't always happen in life, but you know, you can't stop being that way. You know, I'm not going to stop being how I am because of fucked up people. But
what is the biggest life lesson that you have learned?
Life lesson. I guess not to listen to people, you know, like I feel like a lot of people put off things and like say you can't do things, you know what I mean? And you like, you listen to that and it's like years later, this is just personal, I find out you can do that. And it's like, you couldn't do that. You know what I mean? So I really think, you know, with that.
I feel like it's one of those things that I feel like sometimes they get scared in their own things. Mm-hmm. So they kind of deter other people. You just got to know who you are and know your worth and it's know like, that you can.
Yeah. And listen to, you know, people can talk about things, but obviously you don't take the advice, you know, you don't have to listen to everybody's advice.
Is there a moment in your life that you wish that you could change or even relive?
As much as I think about stuff I would change, honestly, I wouldn't have it any other way. I wouldn't be where I'm at. I wouldn't be who I am.
Or is there maybe something that you would relive that you, you know, that the feeling of what it made you feel was such a high that you want, you know, that you want to relive? A certain memory?
I don't know. I guess, like, I would take back just being a kid and being innocent and not having the cares in the world that we have. It's like, you know, I grew up so fast, and it's like you just remember those moments where you didn't have to worry about anything, and I think, like, that's what I would relive. It's just the feeling of that.
Being young and dumb and full of cum. How important is legacy to you?
It's important. I feel like it should be important to everybody, but...
I mean, you're clearly doing, you know, building your empire and doing all those things. It has to be, you know, important in those levels.
Yeah, I definitely think I have it going on. I definitely, you know, hope to start a family one day. Things are crazy now, so I always question that if
Are you ever. Currently in a relationship? Or?
I am. I'm dating somebody.
How is that being in the industry?
It's definitely hard. Like, it has its moments, but it's definitely worth it, you know, to find something, you know, different.
Have you kind of not done things because of him, or is it things of mutual?
I think it's like mutual. I think I was already kind of checked out like before, and I'm not like saying it, a scene will never happen again. I just think that I've mastered that skill. Like, I know that I'm the best at that, you know? So it's like to keep doing that is like for what, you know?
For sure. I feel like everybody leaves, has to leave when they're ready. And mm-hmm. if you feel that you are fulfilled in your adult career, and
yeah,
it's like, your right to choose to do what you want to do. And, you know, there's other aspects and other ways that they can still see Jada. You know, you have a lot of stuff going for you that is still a part of your brand. And that's important to keep and remember that, you know, that's all right. Sometimes you got to switch things up a little bit.
Right.
So is there anything that he, like, did he watch your scenes before? Do you not talk about it? Is it like,
no, we definitely how did
you,
talk about it.
How did you meet this person? Was it like just by chance? Because, you know, it's hard to date in, you know, not within the industry, especially, you know, being, you know, as popular as you are.
It's hard to date a woman like me. Anyways, like, I'm definitely, but we met, like, through mutual friends and ended up, you know, it probably wasn't going to be serious, but, you know, we got to know each other and, like, started traveling together, and I think that really, like, sets a bond, you know what I mean?
Was it, like, a COVID relationship, so it got, like,
No, it was actually, like, right before COVID, really. It was, like, 2019 at the end, so, but, yeah, it's serious now, like, feelings are involved.
Ooh.
Scary.
That's exciting, but that's a whole new chapter. It is, that's exciting.
It's hard to date women like us. Like, it, you have to be a strong, like, you know, strong individual. You know what I mean?
Has it ever been an encounter where a fan's come up to you in front of him?
Yeah, I don't think that that's really, like, that bothers him. Yeah, probably, you know, he'll take the picture and shit. He's cool. But I don't really think that bothers him. I just think the whole aspect of, like, everything else.
Like, why you're, like, why people know who you are.
Yeah. And just, like, in general, like, the circle, you know, like, people you could have intertwined with that they work with. It's just, you know.
Yeah.
It's just the life.
And the entertainment industry is really small. So it is. You know, you don't realize that until you fall in love with somebody. Then you're like, oh.
You're like, what the fuck is this?
But that's cool though. No. I feel like, you know, it's honest and, you know, mm-hmm. and I feel like, you know, knowing you for as long as I have, you've always been who you genuinely are and that mm-hmm. comes across. And so I feel like anybody who's man enough to be and put himself in a situation to be honored to be your partner right. would have to have those qualities already. You know yeah, what I mean? So, absolutely. You know, it's really, it's showing and telling of like who you have in your life. And, mm-hmm. you know, and things may not be perfect all the time, but nothing is in the world, but it's no. like a growing thing. And like, and maybe it's because he's not, never dated a porn star. So him hearing those things, it's weird. Cause you know, I've been in with men in my life
right.
where it's like, that never goes away. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes they're just like, they're like, oh, it's cool. And then you're like, wait, oh yeah, they know you because you fuck somebody,
right?
Like, you know what I mean. Right. And it's not in a whatever way, but in their mind, mm-hmm. some men and just
or like
that way.
Guys talk, like people talk, and I, as much as like porn is like so much more accepted now, it still is a stigma. It still has it's a stain on you. Like you'll never get rid of that shit.
It's unfortunate, but I know what you're talking about.
You know,
because it's one of those things. I've always you know, part of breaking the stigma of like what the whole thing is like. We're just open about it, about,
right.
you know, we let people watch us, but it's in a mature and in respectful, like, tested way.
Right.
Other people in the entertainment industry can be the same things, but it's in a
closet.
That drunk, someone did something they didn't want to do, like environments that are not unhealthy to engage in those things, and it's right. like a other way. And not all the time, mm-hmm. but as far as like what we're looked bad upon yeah. as. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, you do worse things than I do, and I'm just over here being my authentic self. So, you know what right. I mean? Call me a whore if you want, but
right.
it doesn't it's hurt me. You know what I mean?
It's just a job, and it's just like, you know what I mean? People don't, I feel like some people don't think that we are people. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, you did that so you don't think I deserve love because I did porn? Like, shit like that.
I definitely think that that was the old way of thinking. I think it's still reminiscences a little bit, mm-hmm. you know, nowadays, but I feel like things are way more open
way
society-wise.
More open.
But I do get what you're saying because I struggle with those same things myself mm-hmm. in knowing that. But a lot of that, too, is knowing that we do deserve all of that. And no matter what anybody else thinks and choose whatever, we chose right. to show up on set and have sex on our own free will right. and do it what we want and felt comfortable as. And mm-hmm. we have no shame in that.
No.
And I'm still going to be Alexis Texas if I want to be or not, if I want to just do a podcast, you know what right. I mean? Like all those things never go away. You're still, that's still part of you. It doesn't change or define who you are.
Right.
You know, you're a great person. You love animals. You know, you do a lot of things for society that mm-hmm. is giving back and being, you know, beneficial to yourself. And all of that, in some way, our career is what made us be able to have that comfortable lifestyle to do those things.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And no shame, girl. Just live your truth. I love right. that, though.
Yeah.
I like seeing, like, you know, especially some of the girls that I've had on, like, just seeing the growth of what mm-hmm. it is and seeing, like, having a conversation with you
yeah.
from, like, 5 years ago to 2 years ago to mm-hmm. even, you know, currently. And I see you from afar doing, you know, stuff because of social media and stuff. And, right. you know, it's like you're, like, I always send you, like, little messages or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's cool to be in front of you and seeing your growth and where you kind of are and being, like, your little self.
Yeah, I love it. You definitely have known me a long time, so you've seen... You've seen the growth.
I've seen the growth. What is one of your social media weaknesses? Is there something you'd be scrolling on?
I do. I am like, I'm stuck on like cooking pages, right? There's a few like chefs. It's crazy, right? I will like get lost for like 30 minutes looking at different things to cook and like these videos.
You're high and you're like looking this?
I guess I love to cook. Like it's been, especially through, I found that out through pandemic. Like I've always liked to cook, but I definitely got way better. And like, I like techniques and different, you know, recipes.
Okay, with your little shoulder shrug over there, a little technique.
Yeah.
Are you,
my techniques.
Are you just a baker or do you like to do a whole meal?
It started with baking. But I like cooking just in general. I think it's like therapy for me.
Okay, so what you cooking me, girl?
I mean, I'm from Atlanta, you know, so I could fry you up some chicken, collard greens, yams. But I also love like Spanish food, so I can pretty much make anything you want.
Okay. The Spanish to me, you know, is liking all these things. Okay. I'm going to have to come and check out your new place. I'm inviting myself and you can cook for me.
I would love that.
Yes, that's fun. So what other kind of hobbies did you pick up during COVID? It seems like you kind of were bored and you're like, I'm going to do a production company. I'm going to do these cooking things. I'm going to do what else?
I had a lot of stuff trying to plan, but that's pretty much it. I would like really picked up like working out. I worked out like every day. It definitely helped my mental.
Is it something that you're still, you know, keep up with?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. It's definitely, it makes me feel good.
Nice. That's good. What advice would you give your younger self?
My younger self. Let me think.
Don't worry, I'll help you out.
Sure, that like that help.
One more time.
Don't grow up, it's a trap.
Don't grow up, it's a trap. Why are you trapped, girl? You're free. I'll set you free. I'll set you free.
I'm definitely free. It's just like, you know, growing, it's like, it's different. Like, you know, stay as kid as long as you can. Like,
stay a kid as long as
you can. As long as you can.
Is there any scene that you didn't do while, you know, being, you did it all? Is there anything that you were like, or maybe a person that you didn't get to work with, or like a dream scene that you could?
I mean, I feel like I worked with all the people I really wanted to work with that were still currently performing or whatever. I did a lot, like, you know, I've done a lot pretty much.
What you done, girl? What you done?
I've done a lot. Like, as far as porn-wise, to mark it off, I have. Like, I never, like, you know.
So how many scenes would you say that you have?
I would say, like,
you know your number?
Like, 350, maybe more.
Okay.
Like, it's up there. I tried everything. That's what I'm saying. Like, I didn't.
I feel like my number's way higher than you. And you're like, I've done so much. Bitch, I've done more than that.
I feel like, I'm just saying, like, as far as, like, the checklist, right? Like,
as far as the items down the list?
Yeah. Okay. Like, as far as, like, you know,
I'm boy, like, girl, anal. 350 da, 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 scenes is really, know? I mean, theoretically,
but it's all,
yes,
like, the same types of stuff. Like, I was always anal, gangbang, like, hardcore shit. Like, I've
so
done
you start,
all that.
You started in heavy.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I did all that, you know? So there's not really much, you know? That I have
maybe a company,
you know, tried. Not so much. No, I feel like I've, for the porn,
yeah,
I dominated what I wanted to do and worked for who I wanted. I worked for you. I worked for Elegant Angel. I got butt woman title after you. Like, I've done everything that maybe I should have won more awards. I could have did that. But other than that, I did and worked for everybody I wanted to.
I feel like that's kind of a trap, though, in itself, the awards.
It is.
Thing.
You know I was mean? Caught like, up in that for a minute, and then I had to just be like, it doesn't really mean anything. The nominations alone are just, you know, thank you.
Yeah,
you
it's know? Great. It's just, it's like, in every industry, people probably feel that as well. But it's, yeah. I feel like I don't, and not to take away from other people's, you know, accolades right, or whatever, right. But I feel like the spreading of the love of certain things was never right. What it was supposed to be. And it was very,
yeah, it's just politics.
Biased.
It is what it is. And you just, you know, you figure it out, but it doesn't discredit anybody.
It doesn't, exactly. It doesn't take away from what you do and like who right. Knows you and your
or
recognition
what we've done, you know?
And all those things. Mm-hmm. So are you currently going to are you dancing still? Are you just doing conventions? I know you just recently were at a convention.
Yeah, I did the convention. I'm going to do a bunch of the conventions this year. I still feature dance just probably every other month. I had like hurt my knee a few years ago, so I can't really do it like how every weekend type thing anymore. So yeah, I still love to do it. I love to do it for the fans, honestly, you know, and I look amazing.
Hey, do you feel like that, you know, because of after coming back from COVID, is it weird to interact with the fans, like different being at conventions and stuff? Like, how is the protocol? Is it like masks only? Like, if people
is,
still touching
like,
you?
A lot, you know, like I try not to think about it like that. I already have like mad anxiety, like social anxiety. So I just try to have a couple drinks and I'll definitely forget and just keep going. Mm-hmm. I caught myself and I'm like, whoa, what am I doing? Like,
where am I?
Right? I was like, but I just try to still have a good time with it because if not, I won't do it.
For sure. Because I know myself, like, integrating into any, groups of people, even, like, mm-hmm. going at the airport the first time, whatever,
oh,
was
yeah.
kind of really weird because yeah. I wasn't around more than, like, four people at a time kind mm-hmm. of thing. And then you have the left, right, all these people of, like, how they are about it. And then,
right.
so it's like, yeah. And then it's hard to do when you get into, like, social settings and you're like, oh, it's everyone's having fun. You're drinking and having whatever. And then it
yeah.
becomes a thing.
But
I think that because of the fans thing is so hard for me is because I'm so personable with my fans and
exactly.
I don't want to be rude. So I'm like, I love you. I'm talking to you right here. But I feel right. like next year I don't exactly know what I want to do, but I may try to take private talk to on Exotica or something
that
like that
dope.
And
yeah.
do a show, like do little segments there.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I'm not sure yet. I gotta see how I feel. You know, it's still the beginning of the year and
yeah.
time's already fucking flying by, I feel like. But
no, it'll be here before you know it. I definitely think a lot will change by then too. So you can kind of get a feel. Like I definitely didn't jump into feature dancing right when they wanted to. You know, like I let not be the guinea pig.
Not the guinea pig.
But
have you ever gotten a tattoo that you regret?
Yeah, a few. I definitely got them either taken off or like to put into something else covered up. But
what were they?
They were one's a friendship tattoo And it's, you know, it just like, first off, it was fucked up. So like, and I didn't have any tattoos right here. So it just stood out. It was supposed to be a spade. So everybody's like, oh, BBC. I'm like, no, it was supposed to be like an ace, like for a friendship. They're like, oh, queen, whatever. I was like, no. So I ended up getting it covered up or whatever into something else that I love. But, and then I also, when I first got in the industry, I was like 18 and I got a Hello Kitty tattoo on my ankle. Yeah, the worst. I hate seeing that shit. And like, even on like the box covers, they would like blur it out because it was like, you know.
Nobody wanted to see your Hello Kitty. Nobody wanted to see your Hello Kitty, Jada.
They're like, we don't want to get sued.
I remember you getting a tattoo in Vegas.
No, that wasn't a tattoo. You know, oh, what, no, it, you it know what it is.
It was a piercing. It was
I
a
have
piercing.
That video. I hit the high note.
I was scared. So private talk after dark. She got a piercing. Was it? It wasn't the same. Was it after we did your interview? No.
No, I think it was.
Was it before? No.
Was it different? I think it was
that same trip, though?
It was the same trip. No. No, that was like the year before.
Oh, okay.
Because you were not doing, you didn't do that yet, I don't think, right?
I don't know. I don't know the time frame. I smoked too much to like remember the time frame exactly. All I know is I was a part of her wanting to get her nipples pierced.
Yeah, instigating or me a to nipple. Get drunk.
I instigated the drunk part, but not the piercing part, because I like to drink and I've never been social or having fun.
It's my favorite piercing.
And I like to hear that because I feel like it, but I definitely was, she screamed so loud.
I woke up the next day like, why'd you let me do that? Like, what the fuck?
It was so funny though, because a guy, I was like, I'm so sorry. He's like, we're Vits Vegas people. I've heard worse. I'm like, oh, it was just so piercing. Like this octave, I don't know if she could ever hit it again, but it was great.
I was pretty high. Like I kept the video. I was like, you could tell like how far iPhones have come from just that time. And I was like, wow, I'm still keeping this video though.
That's like, and then I remember like coming to see you at your, wherever you were signing, and you're like, it was the worst idea to get it with, because you had fishnets or something. I kept rubbing on your
everybody
thing.
Everybody wanted like, to hug me. Everybody was trying to hug me and touch me. I was like, oh, don't touch me.
That's but funny.
I remember I got through one. Remember I was like, going to just do one. He's like, you can't just do one. I'm like, I don't want to do the other one.
I know. And then I was like, did you ever get the other one done?
Yeah.
Oh, you did too. I was like, yeah, okay. I was so drunk. I don't remember. Sorry. But no, I remember too. I was like, you can't do it. It's just going to be off center. And it has to be like the whole thing. Yeah. More power to you, girl. I was like, just talking about the needle, it just makes me want to rub my nipples.
No, it's still, that was the worst.
Like, do you still have like, does it like feel good like sexually?
Yeah. I love it now, but honestly, I'll probably take them out soon. I don't like, you know, when it gets caught on things like dancing and shit's really hard. I can't really wear a lot of outfits and stuff, but. You know, it's still a dope piercing. And it feels good.
So do you not ever take it out?
I change them.
Yeah. Like, but that's it. But you don't like, will it close up if it's not?
Yeah.
All that hard work. Can't go back.
Everything's got to go. I feel like I took all my piercings out. I used to, you know, did you, I don't think you ever saw that, but I had like my taint pierced, like my ass pierced.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you have that in Arizona?
Maybe.
I remember we were trying to like, I'm thinking about it because we had you guys do the butt plug with the little fucking tail thing. And I want to say
if
you had it, then would we have not?
I think I had it when we did the butt woman versus butt woman.
Okay. I kind of remember a jewel thing, but I don't know if it was because you had a lot of piercings, girl.
I did.
You had a
lot of things going on. I've done it.
But I thought it was because your hood piercing or something.
I had like, my hood pierced too. I had all those things, belly button. I took
the, I'm like, all this out. Thing. I'm like,
I took it all out. It's all fun and show, like, especially when I was dancing and stuff. Like, it's cool. Like, people always be like, oh, my God.
So do you give your boyfriend personal lap dances at home?
Of course. He gets everything.
He gets the full show?
Yeah.
He gets Jada?
Yeah.
You're, like, scared? Yes.
The real.
Have you had a threesome Jada. With your man? Or are you
I
keeping
haven't.
That off of
Honestly,
the
like,
table?
It's off the table.
Because you don't like to share, or because that's just somewhere in your relationship you don't want to go?
I don't want to go.
You've been very open in relationships prior.
And I could always do it. And if a vibe was ever right, I would be like, okay. But it's like, no, I've done it before in my past, and I feel like it's never, you know, I'm trying something different.
For sure.
You know what I mean? Like, and it's something, like, every guy fantasizes about. But honestly, like, I love dick. You know what I mean? So that's not, you know?
Yeah. Like, and I feel like, too, it's also because you have to make that decision at that point where it's like
because certain men like maybe be like, oh, well, you did it for work. And I'm like, okay, it's not the same.
No.
Work is work and home is home. And this is something different.
Yeah. It's hard like deciding that because you feel like a fucking hypocrite, you know, but I know how I want things and I know what I'm doing to do different. So it's got to be different.
But that's also part of, again, like the whole thing is growing up is like you at one point you have to have, you know, a relationship if that's what you want in your life or, you know, and whatever that means for you is what is deserving for you. If that's not doing anything, doing solos, producing, directing, whatever you want to, you know what I mean? Like that's your right and you'll figure it out. Like it's not. You know, maybe it'll change next year. Who knows? Maybe it'll not.
Right.
You know? Yeah. I'm excited to see what else is coming out for you.
Yeah, it's exciting. I like to, I'm in a phase now where I just want to challenge myself, you know, with anything, whether it's cooking, whether it's just trying something else. Like,
so what's your next challenge? Tell Private Talk.
I don't know. Like, I'm actually, everything right now is my challenge. Like, I'm trying to, that's balance is my challenge. So,
did you have a New Year's resolution?
Say less, do more, you know, like we can always talk about what, and I'm really good at doing what I talk about, but I want to definitely do more, you know, like we don't have to announce everything. We don't have to tell people everything. Just fucking do it, you know,
do more. All right. Last question before we get to Truth with Texas.
Oh no.
Do you have any daily rituals that you do and every day?
I do. I meditate in the morning. I get up every morning. I meditate. I feel like it's very important for my day, and that sets the tone. Most of the time, I work out 3 days a week at least, and read. I read like 20 to 30 minutes. I try to every day.
What's been your favorite book?
I like self-help books. I have every book you can think of. What am I reading right now? The Alchemist and like a few other little books at the same time.
Are you a podcast listener?
I do. I, you know, like I used to love the Joe Budden podcast. That was my shit. And I love that, you know, Mal's doing their own thing. I love that shit. But I've listened to your podcast.
Ooh, she's a fan, guys. I love it. I like to hear it. But no, I appreciate you coming on season 3. But we're not done with you yet. We're going to take a little bit of a break and then we're going to play Truth with Texas.
It.
I don't know if you remember how Truth with Texas last time. We get a little spicy, but I feel like I think you'll be fine.
I like it hot.
All right, Private Talk, we are back and we still have Jada Stevens on the couch and we are going to play Truth with Texas, my favorite game. So just to refresh you, it's 4 aces. Each ace suit is a different type of questions. We're going to go through all 4 of the cards and get to know a little bit more spicy things about you, Ms. Jada.
Let's do it.
All right. Card number 1. Ace of Hearts is a romantic question. What is the most romantic thing a man has ever done for you or a woman?
Fuck. I haven't really had a lot of romantic moments.
Well, someone better fucking do some romantic shit. Your man better step it up and get you some romantic things. You strike me as the one who's doing the romantic stuff to people.
I definitely.
Because you're like the planner. You're doing things over.
Yeah, I do all that. That's why it happens. Like, I have a lot of moments, but I guess, you know.
So what's the most romantic thing that you've done for a partner then?
I think just like planning the trips. Like all, I feel like trips, like in general, like I would do that really well. Like get a dope ass, like, you know, romantic, dope, exclusive shit that nobody's going to. You know, that's my love language.
Do you like sexting?
I love sexting, especially like because I did the long distance thing and I do that and I think it's very important. I never did it before, but yeah, I love it.
Is it the words? Is it the pictures? Is it a combo?
It's a combo, like I a visual. So, you know, I have to see it.
Do you have sex on the first date?
I do. I have to know.
You answer that really quick. I do. I do. I do, Your Honor. I do, Miss Texas. It's cool. Talk to Dr. Texas.
I do. I have to know. Like, sex is very important to me. So,
that's
I have
always to know if
it
mesh.
It doesn't mean anything, you know? So it's like, I have to know.
Size matter.
It does. It does. I always hate that because I'll be like, damn. But yeah, it really does matter.
Have you ever had someone that you got along with really well, but his dick just didn't do it?
Yeah, I have.
How did you handle that situation?
I mean, it gets friend zoned because it's just like, no. Like, it's not even the matter. Like, I've definitely had good sex with small dicks. Like, I'm not saying that, but it size matters to me because I love it. You know what I mean?
So what, how tall do you have to be to ride this ride, Jada?
At least 6 foot.
You know what she's saying? Oh, I love it. Biggest turn on.
I love someone that smells good. Like, good hygiene, like, smells good. It turns me on.
Favorite place to be kissed?
On my neck, my forehead.
Neck, your back?
Everywhere. But I love my forehead. Like, I like my neck. I like to be bitten.
You like a little pain.
Yeah.
Ever been a booty call?
Of course.
But of course. What is a deal breaker for you in a relationship?
Just like being dishonest. Like, I'm a super loyal person, like, honest person. So as soon as that's done, it's kind of like, I don't look at you the same.
Have you ever had sex on a beach?
I have. It's the worst.
Where did sand you find?
Everywhere. Sand was in my ears, my hair, everywhere, like, crack, fucking hole, like.
My crack hole.
Every crack, that crevice, it was crack everywhere. But it was dope, but definitely not, I wouldn't.
Not a repeat offender?
No.
Ever sent a naked picture to the wrong person?
I have. I actually, like, love doing that, like, on an airdrop, like, in a building, like, and you send a crazy picture and you, like, look and to see what it is.
What happened? Do they find out that it's you?
I mean, sometimes they put it together, you know what I mean? Like,
what kind of naughty pics are you airdropping?
I love anything. I have a lot of naughty pics on my phone.
What's the last picture on your phone?
Oh, well, my phone's over there. I would show you. I was thinking, I was like, if somebody found my phone, they would love it. Or I should just sell it with everything on it, like, all the pictures.
I've done that before. I've, like, cleaned out everything mine and just sold pictures on mine and signed the phone.
Right.
Because it's, like, personal pics. Like, I wouldn't, like,
either get from your phone.
And I just had that new phone, and I didn't want to, like, fully get rid of it. And I would that's the most money I was ever going to get for it.
Yeah. They would love it.
Some fan out there is really especially lucky out there. I hope you still like my phone. It's old by now. I don't know why.
It's a fucking classic.
Do you sleep naked with your clothes on or off?
Naked, unless I'm really tired.
Dumbest thing you've ever done to get someone's attention?
I guess, like, flew to them.
Did they know that you were flying to them?
Yeah, but, you know, still.
You were making it known, like, that you were that bitch.
Yeah.
Romantic tradition you dislike?
What do you mean? Explain to me.
Like, some people don't like Valentine's Day because they think it's cliche because it's one day of the year. Like, you should be romantic all year round kind of thing. Or is it maybe, like, the guys have to, you know, propose to the girl? Is it, like, something, like, stereotypical romantic, quote unquote, that you just think is silly?
I mean, not really. I love all that shit. Yeah, you should
show every day. You're a fairy tale princess?
Yeah, I love love, so anything, you know?
What would be the perfect date night for you then?
I'm honestly love some chill shit. I like nice restaurants.
I hope you're listening, Jada's man out here. I'm giving you a plug.
Yeah, he knows. I like nice restaurants. I like good desserts. I like all that shit. I love to go to a movie. I like drive-in movies, shit like that.
What if your man cooked for you? Would you like that?
Absolutely. Spoil me.
You heard. You know, I like to be, you know, heard.
I need all the meat.
Oh, meat. Okay. You little meat eater. Lights on or lights off?
Lights off. Lights we always off. Have the lights on. I think that, like, traumatized me, so I'm like, turn the lights off.
Stop looking at me.
Maybe, like, a little mood light.
Next card. A little dimness in the back, glowing, glistening. Ace of Diamonds is a spicy. You said you like it spicy. Longest you've gone without sex?
I've gone, like, 5 months.
5 months, okay.
Yeah, 5 months strong.
A sex position you would like to try? Is there any out there? You said you've done it all. Is there one more?
I mean, I guess I'd be willing to let him sit on my face.
Ma, what have you done to her?
What are you going to do for me?
Ma, what have you done to her? Now she wants someone to sit on her face. You put it.
It's a visual now. I'm like, fuck. Just do it. Just do it.
Just do it. Not the Lamborghini doors, but just do it.
Yeah. Give it to me.
What's the most embarrassing moment sexually? It could be to you, them.
I really like embarrassing wise really only have like porno stories, like, you know, those stories or whatever.
Okay, let us hear these stories. After Dark wants to know, get a little spicy.
Okay, so Jason used to do these like milk enema type things, and like, you know, they want you to squirt it out, they want it to come out, but I was just like, all of it came out, you know, it was like up there, it wasn't coming out, and then one big, the shit shot out on her face. It was just embarrassing, you know what I mean? Like, I know that's what they wanted, but it was just the felt. I was so embarrassed. I was like, I felt like I shit on her, but it was just whipped cream enema, and milk, yeah. And anything were else you I like, put up there.
Oh, I mean, yeah, it looks so great.
I did that shit.
Eat that.
You're standing over
her. But it was
her.
Still embarrassing for me. I think I told you this story before, but I went to the gas station after that, after, you know, and I'm like trying to pump gas, and I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, I don't know if I have to fart or whatever. And like, it comes out more milk and all this shit. This lady's looking at me at the gas station like, what the fuck is this? But yeah, embarrassing.
Do you have one that's happened on set with a partner?
On set?
Yeah. Like a male performer or a girl performer? You do.
Like, what do you mean? Like, just a moment?
Like, yeah, like an embarrassing like thing, or like was like, like you'll always remember when you think about that person, that's what you're thinking about first.
I mean, there's a lot of those stories, I guess, but it's just like,
what's,
you know,
a good one?
A shit.
You shit on people.
That happens a lot.
Jada's shitting on all the bitches.
I said shitty situations. You know, those are moments that I'm like, fuck, those were like moments in porn you like nobody wants to talk about.
They just don't happen.
Right?
So, okay. All right, I'll give you that. Have you ever given a golden shower?
Yeah. I have.
I like how you laughed. Did it make you, more excited?
Not really. I just did that. Like,
I've been there. I went through a pee phase, and it was just more empowering than not, like, turned on. That I was like, yeah, bitch, you're letting me piss on you. I don't know why. One time, someone let me do it on their bald head, and that was like, really, was like, yeah, now we're getting somewhere.
So, would you let it be done to you?
I've been peed, not on my head, absolutely not. But I'll be peed on in like a shower setting, not just like out in the open where I have nowhere to like, you know, exchange.
Yeah.
Things, you know? But yeah. Now at this point, like I went through, like I said, a pee thing. Then I'm like stage fright. Can't do it. As soon as you walk out the shower, like, oh. I pee. Like, it's every time I'm like, I talk too much shit, and it just,
right.
I mean, you know, here we are. Do you have a celebrity hall pass? If you could have your way and your boyfriend was like, yeah, just look the other way. Is there one? You tell us.
I'm trying to think. I really don't know. I feel like.
Are you a Brad Pitt person or like.
Definitely Brad like Pitt. Maybe like, I guess I would pick like an OG person that I
would. Mine's like David
to.
Beckham. He's my like always. David to like, Beckham's he's hot. Just like go to sexy. He's just epitome of a man to me.
That's a good go to guy. Yeah, I guess like Brad Pitt would be dope.
Brad Pitt.
Yeah, he used to be fine.
Cut or uncut? Have you ever called someone the wrong name during sex?
No. Didn't do that.
Not me. Can't catch me, bitch. The way you answer is comical. You're not me. Don't catch me slipping, bitch. What's your fantasy threesome?
I'm really not a threesome person, so that's, you know, like... Oh, fantasy threesome.
You just don't be like to share, Jada. You just over there just hogging everything.
I've always been that way when I do at the vibe. I guess the.
So you were lying when we did all these scenes? You thought that was great? This is what you get to tell me? We're supposed to have the truth.
You gave me truth, Sarah. I'm sorry.
Damn it.
I don't know. I'm just not a threesome person. Next question.
Oh, she's sorry. It's private talk after two. She really wanted to say me and me. Thanks, because she just can't get enough of me. I have two cheeks, guys. One, two, and, you know, it just happens. Craziest place you've ever had sex?
On an island. Yeah.
Is that where the sand and your happened?
Yeah, and it was like, you know, it's in the Maldives. I thought that, you know,
it's different over there. So it was like, are we going to get in trouble? Are we going to go to jail?
That's more exciting.
But it was exciting.
I like that. I like it. All right. Next card. Ace of Clubs is a kinky question.
Give it to me.
Let's see how kinky you really are. Bondage, yes or no?
Light.
Light. Number of times you've had sex in one day?
I would say like...
Non-work related.
Non-work related, like seven.
Seven.
Like six or seven, yeah.
That's a healthy number.
It's a high number.
Weirdest, craziest thing a partner has asked you to do?
I guess like, you know, it's not weird, but it's just like, you know, to lick on the nipple.
While they have to come?
Yeah.
I've had one of those.
Yeah. It's like, it's.
Or just play
it. I can do it, but like.
I am up for the challenge every time, but I always thought, because I've had one of those too, it's like, man, every time, like, you can't switch it up every time.
Right. That's just like, their thing. I get it. I like, I'm a masturbator. I have a thing too. Like.
Yeah, but I can come in multiple ways.
Me too, but I like, you know. I do like.
Trust, I still did it every time. But I'm just saying, it was like, in my mind, I'm like, man, right. This again?
Right.
We're going back here. Fuck. Yeah. Thought this was a one time thing.
Probably gonna laugh. But
yeah. Do you ever laugh?
I definitely have. Because it is. It's like this again. Like.
Have you ever had like a time where you like just got up in the middle of it, you just wasn't feeling it and just never looked back?
I mean, like, not exactly, but I've definitely, like, you know, woke up the next day, like, what the fuck?
Like I'm never coming back here. Yeah,
no, give me the fuck out of here.
Not try. I did forget about it. You're just bringing it up now. Yeah. So we do hit private talk after dark. You know, people need to know. You got, you know, I'm just being your, like, therapist.
She always tries to.
Private talk.
Yeah,
she tries to. I'm getting all these good juices out because, you know, if they're not flowing, Jada, then it is a problem. We don't want you clogged over there.
They're
we
flowing.
Want you
flowing. They're flowing.
Flowing from Miss Texas. We need all these things out. Release it. All right. We're back. I'm just kidding. What type of porn turns you on? Or do you even watch porn? Like, I don't watch porn.
I don't watch porn. If... I really don't watch porn. I in the beginning, like, to see things I did, but, like, if I did watch porn now, it would be amateur stuff. Like, I don't really want to.
Okay, interesting.
Turn on the.
Because you don't want to know anybody.
Yeah, because I know everybody, and I'll just, or I'll mute it, you know.
I just go to my own sexual, like, spank bank and, mm-hmm. like, think of that. Like, I have a very creative imagination.
Me
and,
too.
Like, going back, and I'm like, oh, yes.
We're yeah, gonna stay I have here. A lot of videos in my phone that I use, too, so.
What's the most uncomfortable place you've ever had sex?
It's like at a laundromat.
On top of a washer?
Yeah, it sounds hot, but.
It just got really I'm like, hot. I got a burn on my ass.
Like, this is hard.
Oh, you're hilarious. Have you ever had a sexual encounter in a crowded place?
I mean, not like in my real life, not in my personal life, but definitely on set. Remember, like, Kink, when they used to do, like, in the public, like.
I mean, I.
But you remember it.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
So they used to do stuff, like, in public and, like, public disgrace.
There yeah.
But, yeah.
I knew somebody that used to do the work.
I knew somebody.
You know what I'm saying? We forgot that part of my life. But you know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah, that's so the shit that's, like, blocked out. We're trying to forget about.
Yeah, I talk about it sometimes. It's just irrelevant at other times, but you know.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not that spicy in my personal life where I get the thrill of being outside, you know, but I'm spicy.
How are you spicy, Les?
Oh. Like, because, like, I love foreplay. Like, I love to give head. That turns me on. I can't really do it without that. Like, yeah, you're going to eat my pussy, but I definitely have to give head.
I like that. I like that for you.
Yeah.
It's healthy. I feel like for me, it turns me on even more. Like, it gets me more.
I like, motivated. Like, the older I get, I like foreplay. I like kissing. I like all that shit. Like, you know.
You want to be all sexual, girl. Yeah. Okay. Last card is the Ace of Spades. What's a naughty question? Which they're all a little naughty. Let's see how naughty we can be. Craziest sex act you've ever done. And would you do it again?
Crazy as in how? There's so many.
What's crazy to you? It's on your threshold of crazy. Because, girl, am I crazy?
But, like, a lot of my sexual experience, like, is from the industry, so that's a little different, you know? Like,
but that's what we're here to know on After Dark. Yeah. We want to know what those things are.
I guess the craziest thing I've done is a gangbang, like, 12 guys. That's a big number, and it was cool to experience that, but no, I probably would never do it again.
Not again. Mm-hmm. Lube or spit?
Spit, for sure.
Do you like your ass eaten?
Of course.
Oral sex, sloppy or clean?
Sloppy.
Have you ever touched yourself or masturbated in public?
I have. I touch myself a lot. I have to remind myself I'm in public.
Where are you touching yourself in public? Just at the grocery store?
Yeah,
anywhere?
I just like to squeeze it. You know, sometimes it's
because I do that when I'm nervous, which
I think I do that
like,
too.
That's like for whatever is my safe space. And I'm like, oh. Like I remember before hosting AVN Awards and in 2015-ish, I don't remember one of those years. Mm-hmm. But I remember I had a long dress that had a slit in the middle and I like had my dress like this or my dress up and I had my hands and people were walking by and I'm like, I'm okay. I'm just nervous. I'm okay. I'm just nervous. They're like, because they're like, what is she doing? I'm just touching myself. I'm like, I'm going to be fine. Squeeze. And then they say your name and I'm like, let's go. And it was just like showtime. It was like not even a big deal. But I don't know. It just makes me feel comfortable.
Yeah. I used to do that. And then sometimes I used to like, I'll do this and not even know that I'm doing that. You know?
Is it because you're piercing, do you think? Or have you always touched your boobs like that?
I think I've always done it low key, but it definitely feels good on my boobs.
Just keep touching myself. Do people ever look at you and be like, ma'am, you're not alone?
I'm definitely sure they do.
You just don't give a fuck.
Nope.
I like it. Doggy or missionary?
That's really hard.
You want both, don't you? Mm-hmm. I don't blame you. I would say the same thing.
I come differently in both positions, so like I definitely like both.
Are you someone who likes to multiply come? Like, are you just like a one session? Are you like, you know, going to come lots of times? Or are you just one and done?
I guess it really just depends, you know, but most of the time my one, like, I'm done after that.
You're like, leave me the fuck alone.
Because it's like built up, like it's fire, you know, like it's great, like, you know.
I always never know like that in between. It's like, do you just get it off real quick and then just keep going and be greedy?
I mean, if you can come multiple times, that's great. But sometimes like one good one is
But
better.
See, that's why with me, that's what I'm saying. With me, when I come too much, I start to like get dry because I'm coming a lot. Whatever. Yeah. And then I can't do the length. So it's like, I always, it's an in between.
Right. Like you can like literally take a break.
What is the right calculations for this?
I guess everybody's different. But yeah, I feel like.
Mile High Club, yes or no?
No, I haven't.
You want to. I can see it in your
eyes.
I do.
I would do it just to say I did it.
Have you ever paid for sex?
No.
That's a lie. You paid for your movie. You just told us earlier that you paid for performers.
I guess if you want to be technical, that counts. But no, have I never paid for it? No.
I mean,
have I been paid for it? Yes.
Well, you know, there's that too. Craziest booty call story. Is there one that sticks out that was just terrible?
I mean, booty calls are booty calls. I feel like they were all fun. Obviously, that's why
nothing was disastrous?
No. They're all like, I don't know. Booty calls are fun. They're supposed to be fun. No disasters.
But sometimes that's not always the case. Some people get like too emotionally invested. Someone brings another person. Then the girl gets jealous. People have things act out. People get drunk sometimes. Yeah. And weird shit happens, Jada. Don't act like everything's peaches and cream, okay?
I definitely, if there was any girls brought in, I brought the girl. So I'm going to vibe.
So you were dictating the whole thing.
Right.
So you had it, okay, you had it like that. Just say it like that. You knew these bitches were going to act right if we were facilitating booty calls.
Exactly.
Favorite place to have sex?
I love a bed. I'm old-fashioned that way. Like, I think you could do everything in the bed. I like to be off the edge. I like to be, like, on it, like, you know?
On the bed. What's the most attractive thing about a partner? Like, what is one thing that you look at the most or look for in the most?
I guess, like, that can make me laugh. Like, I like that. I like when I could be myself and, like, you know, be goofy. I like somebody that can make me laugh.
Be Jada.
It's important. Big dick, of course, but gotta make me laugh.
Big dick, make me laugh. I love all of that for you, and I hope that you're continuing to have that in your relationship now, and I wish you all the success and more. Thanks. You've been doing so awesome. I am proud of you, and I appreciate you coming on the couch again.
Thanks
Thanks for having me. Had a fun time playing Truth with Texas. Thanks for being honest. You weren't this lit this time. You're just lit enough. You know what I mean?
Just enough.
That's a little buzz. But I think we had a good time. I think it was fun catching up.
Yeah, thank you.
Is there anything you want to plug and let my listener, my followers out there?
Look out for my production, jadastevens.com. And follow my OnlyFans.
Your sexy voice came out. That means you better listen to her. That's her serious voice after dark. All right, Private Talk, thank you so much. I hope you guys are enjoying season 3. After Dark is getting spicier and spicier every time, and I hope you are enjoying. And until next time.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today. Save.